Shall we move on to new business? Item 8A, adopt resolution number 2008-06, resolution authorizing the retroactive payment of healthcare to retirees and active employees. Chief Cole.
Hang on a second.
Did I miss it?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Get out of here.
Maybe we'll come back.
Just the record directors, McKinney and Lee are leaving the room. They have conflict of interest as retirees.
Chief Cole.
As you well know, the board took action last month to ensure that we had dealt with the PERS healthcare issue, with ensuring that we were going to meet the, referring back to the 95 resolution where we, the district, met the Kaiser North rate. And again, that goes way back to that particular time. As a result of that, starting in 05, at the end of 05, fiscal or calendar years 2006, 2007, 2008, the employees had to pay the difference in the contribution, out-of-pocket expenses. What this does is this reconciles the payment they have, and this reimburses the employees now for the out-of-pocket expenses that they had to pay for, which, as you well know, the previous resolution stated that it was the district's position to pick that up. So what you have before you is a resolution allowing us to go back and reconcile that out-of-pocket expense to each of the employees, both active and retirees, for calendar years 2006, 2007, and part of 2008. So that brings us up to this particular point moving forward. So that's before you for your consideration.
Before we, if you discuss it, will you want to make a motion, JB? Let's get a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2008-06.
I'll second it.
Second. Moving seconded. Comments?
I would like to see some corrections to this resolution. It seems to me, based on all the discussions we've had here and based on the research by the chief and by our council, this was not, we don't have to make a retroactive payment. It was an administrative oversight. We screwed up. It should have been paid all along. And so rather than authorize a retroactive payment, which has certain connotations, I would suggest we have the resolution correcting the payment of health care to retirees and active employees as per previous board policy. And we just made a mistake. We blew it. We didn't keep the payments up for years 2006 and 2007. So we're not really doing anything retroactively. We're finding our administrative screw-up, and we're correcting it. And I think the resolution should reflect that.
So your wording is what, I'm sorry, then?
Adopt resolution correcting the payment of health care to retirees and active employees to reflect current Kaiser rates.
Through the chair?
Yeah.
I'd like to comment on that. I think that the key word here is retroactive.
It is. It most assuredly is.
And so I believe it should stand the way it was written.
Well, we're just trying to make them whole for where they should have been all along. In other words, they never should have been behind.
True.
That's my whole point.
Yeah, and
it was administrative oversight, and so quite frankly, I think it should be corrected administratively rather than require a separate resolution. But since we chose to go down the resolution path, then we should say what we're really doing is we're undoing administrative oversight.
I hadn't thought of it, quite honestly, before, but I guess reading it literally, it does sound as though we didn't make an error and an oversight.
Yes.
Yeah. And I the subtlety of that kind of went over my head.
Right.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. In other words, this has been board policy since 1979.
Yeah.
And so the fact it wasn't paid had nothing to do with the board failing to do something, us reaching back to make a retroactive payment. It had to do with just correcting administrative oversight. Like it would be if you got underpaid at your job and said, hey, you screwed up on your paycheck last month. They don't say, we'll retroactively pay. Oh, my gosh, it's an oversight. Yeah. Excuse me.
Could I ask counsel, is there any problem with changing that?
It's really your choice. At this point, you have a pending motion, and so if there's interest in making a change to the resolution, there's one of two ways that you could do that, and that's to either have the motion that's pending withdrawn or the motion restated if there's a sense. or that you would like it retitled in the way that Mr. Cockrell has indicated.
I'll withdraw my motion.
The second is withdrawn. Oh, the second is withdrawn. All right. Then would who would like to restate the motion, please? JB?
Adopt resolution number 2008-06, correcting the payment of health care to retire health care benefits. To retirees and active employees to reflect current Kaiser rates.
Before we go too far, is that going to suffice?
Yes, yes.
Or previous board policy would be even simpler as well.
Before I do, I have one question: is if we put the 2000 or the last part about the current rates?
Yes.
Well, those current rates weren't the same in 2007.
That's correct.
And 2006.
Right.
Yeah. So if we say it's current rates now, then we're online for this the rates now in 06 and 07.
Good point. They weren't the same.
Excellent point.
Okay. Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but retro.
Yeah.
And I understand, just changing the word retroactive to your current, to yours, we made a mistake, but I think it's fine the way it's written on that point. I mean, if you go back to what that says, we're on the line for the 2008 rates for 07 or 06, and I don't think, I want to be fair to him and pay him, because I brought up the retroactive pay when we passed that last time.
Can we flex the
and this brought it back up to us. And I'm glad to see it, but I think it's fine the way it stands. And I want to see the guys, get what they deserve. So
we're just going to try to correct the past payments. That's what we're trying to do. So you could say correcting the past payment to match then current Kaiser rates. What I'm trying to do is keep
I understand what you're trying to do. Just getting the word too.
It's an administrative screw up that somehow never should have happened.
So the board is handling it, and I think Mr. Director Draper's point is good.
You just got your
hang on just a second. Let's just see if council can give us the word in the edit.
Okay, suggestion.
All right.
It really is your reso. If you would like to remove the word retroactive, I think perhaps what Mr. Cockrell said, he might want to say a resolution authorizing correction of administrative oversight and payment of health care benefits to retirees and active employees. I mean, the body of the resolution is really where it lays out what you'll be doing, and the exhibit shows the dollar amounts. So the title itself.
Yeah. Okay.
If we can take the word.
So it's resolution authorizing the correcting of administrative oversight and the payment of health care to retirees and active employees.
Yes.
I'll second.
All right. I made the motion. John.
You made the motion.
Yes. Mr. Draper seconded. Any discussion? Go ahead.
I want to start out by saying, first of all, I want this to happen. Now, having said that, we continue, and I hear in the statements made by the board, it continues to be the board's belief, and I understand why it is that this resolution, number 95, adopted in 1979, has been in effect from 1979 to date. Right here in my hand is the MOU negotiated with the union in 1992. Up until that time, the MOUs had carried a clause that said that medical payments would be paid in the amount necessary to provide hospital medical care benefits under the current Kaiser Health Plan for employees and dependents through the public employees retirement system. In 1992, the language of the MOU was changed in negotiations and by the adopted resolution of the board in the matter of the MOU. And from then on, it has read, the district will contribute the following amounts necessary to provide hospital and medical care benefits for employees and dependents through the public employees retirement system. Otherwise, the tie to Kaiser was deliberately and purposefully removed from the MOU language at that time. Now, I have to say, do I think the Kaiser rates are a fair amount to pay? Yes, I do. Do I think we made a major mistake in not making those adjustments in the past years? Yes, I do. But this resolution, as written in the where is sections through here, tries to rewrite history in a manner that does not exist. The unrepresented people, you could say, are, I've heard argued, are still covered under the 95 resolution. The only problem with that is the assumption that negotiations were not held with the unrepresented. And the fact of the matter is that the chief negotiated the benefits and salary wages for the non-represented people following this, and that the medical insurance clause of the non-represented people in 1992 was changed to match that in the MOU. So for us to continue to go back and to try and apply a 1979 action of the board, when there has been multiple actions since that time which do something different, is rewriting history in a manner that it should not be rewritten. And I would love to see that this resolution come before us with all of this resolution where is stuff eliminated from it. I agree with JB completely, and I would be much happier with some action that doesn't talk about retroactivity, because I think retroactivity brings us to another issue, and that is the issue of whether it's legal to even do this, since we've had legal counsel in the past give us different advice than we're getting today, and we each have to decide where we weigh that in voting, but I would like to be voting very simply on the fact of whether or not we're going to give this benefit, and for whatever reasons we're going to give it, without a bunch of stuff in here that is rewriting history, in my opinion, and refuses, evidently, to address the very documents that sit here that this board has adopted in the past and subsequent to 1979. There's at least six of them, of those documents that exist. At least six. Is that it? That's it?
Gene, your counsel was to include these whereases.
I drafted the resolution, and I drafted it to reflect the documents that I had seen. I provided you closed session memos, which explain to you my justification for my legal opinion. I don't think it would be, since those are in part the negotiation discussions, appropriate to address Director McIntosh's statements during an open session. So, but it is for the board to decide what it wants to put or not put in this resolution, and it is for the board to decide whether to adopt it or not.
Mm-hmm. Comments? Well, look, let me just say that I don't think it, as I sense it, nobody is objecting to the fact that the end result, that is providing the payment to the employees, it's whether or not we want to have this this language that's in here that's be memorialized in the language. Is that your point?
That's my major point, yes.
And, you know, I don't have... nor do I want 1992 MOU to review. I guess my, given on the documentation that I've seen and had an opportunity to review, it seems to me that the language is satisfactory to me. But I have not done a historical search to look at all the documents since 1979 to date. I mean, this does what we wanted to do. I don't know that if there's any downside risk by including this this language in the resolution or not. I'm not sure, but I guess it to summarize it, I'd say, look, it does what we wanted to do based upon the information that we received from our council. It satisfies my needs, and I support it, but I'm not. Any other comments?
I'll restate my motion.
Wait a minute, there's a motion. We got a motion.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we got a motion on the floor and a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think we just sort of put this motion in, and I think I agree with you. It accomplishes what we want to accomplish. And Doug has acknowledged that what we're doing is the right thing. So to me, there's some active employees, and more importantly, some retired employees who are awaiting this relief that they never should have been forced into this position in the first instance.
Well, yeah.
And this does solve that
problem. Certainly from 1979 until this date, a lot of things should have been done differently. Mm-hmm. We acknowledge that. It was just either, I'm sure it was oversight, I guess it was oversight by a number of people in terms of making sure that we have the correct documentation along the way at this point. Well, let me...
Can I add one thing?
Certainly.
My concern is that we are removed, the board's reasoning behind putting changing that language in 1992, and in all the subsequent, it's not going back, it's all the subsequent MOUs since that time. The reason the board changed that was so that the board had control over skyrocketing health care benefits, which would jump without any control of the board. Previous to that, the language in required that the board automatically adjusted every time Kaiser went up, no matter how high Kaiser went. There's no guarantees that the board felt at that time that Kaiser was going to be the lowest. Kaiser could jump and triple their rates, and there was absolutely nothing that the board could do about it. So that's why the board took the position of setting fixed fees. My concern is, when we put this resolution down with this language in it, it is something that people in the future reference back to. They look at the resolution, they see the statement that is in there, and they assume that it's true. They assume that it is true and that it governs. And when we adopt something like this, we are setting a precedent that I am not willing to set. It's that simple. I mean, I want to see it done. Don't get me wrong. I want to see it done, but I don't think we need to do it and set a precedent that ties our hands in the future. And to have a concept that somehow our board action here negates the ability of this board and the union and the non-represented people to negotiate something different just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were to remove the whereas as having to do with resolution number 95 obligated the district, to remove that whereas, would the remainder of it...
You chop out the whereases, and with JB's comment about why we're doing this, I would vote yes.
But let me ask you this. Let's go down this. Let's say for a moment that just to discuss it, we remove the whereas relating to number 95.
Okay.
If you get down to the next one, isn't that factual?
Yes.
If you get down to the next one,
we we did that in 2008, yes.
Okay. You get down to whereas the board's February 19, 2008 action, that's...
That's a yes.
That would be yes.
Although I would have liked, it is factual, although I would have liked us to not have mentioned Kaiser at all.
I understand.
But it's factual.
Yeah, okay. And if you get down to the next one, that's
factual.
Yeah.
No, that would remove...
Okay.
That would help. I will vote no, but I will still, that will help tremendously.
So we're, yours.
I'm going to...
I'll vote no with a smile. Can I do that? Understand?
I would, and I think I'm on my safe grounds by amending my motion. We need a new motion to remove the whereas that says, whereas resolution number 95 obligated the district to make periodic payments, adjustments were necessary to address any increase or decrease in the cost of the plan. We would need a motion, I believe, to remove that.
Were you removing both first and second whereas, or just the second?
Just the first.
Just the first.
Oh, no, it's the second.
First and the second.
First and the second. Yeah.
So that is offered as an amended motion, the corrected title, and the removal of the two whereases?
Yes.
I move that we remove the first two whereases as amendment.
Yeah, that's...
And you would need a second to that amendment?
Second.
I second.
Okay, now the discussion.
Second is on, excuse me.
Okay, discussion.
Discussion on the amendment?
Gene, through the chair, you're our attorney, and I want to make certain, because I know that you have the knowledge, so I'm wondering if we're doing the right thing, removing the whereas in your first and second sentence.
From a legal perspective, I don't think it makes any difference. I had tried to draft this just to reflect the documents I had looked at and to try and explain for future boards what you're doing, because part of what Chief and I have struggled with here is sometimes you don't have a lot of written history.
Okay.
And we puzzle and puzzle over decisions that were made because there's nothing in writing that gives any justification for why things were done. So we were just trying to do that. And
okay.
So there is... From my perspective, and I don't know from the chief's, I don't think there's any problem with removing the first two whereases or with retitling it.
Okay, the potatoes is the meat of the result.
Yeah. But we have an amendment to a motion, and a second to remove the first two whereases. But I ask for a vote on that.
I have one more question before we vote on that.
Yeah.
And this is to the council, please. Does changing the whereases, does that de facto now change board policy as established in 1979?
No, that still stands, and I would suggest that be addressed as part of your labor negotiations.
Okay. So are you ready for the vote on the motion to remove the two whereases?
I think you could do one motion with the retitle and the removal of those. I think you just...
All right. Then we already have the motion as to the title, and that motion would include removing the first two whereases in resolution number 2008-06.
Are we doing that by agreement?
It's a resolution.
I'm just saying, I offered it as an amendment, just for parliamentary procedure. I'm willing to withdraw my amendment if the maker of the motion wants to amend the motion.
I amend my motion.
Okay.
All right.
So we don't have an amendment on the floor. That's just...
Okay. And Gene, as soon as you, I'm sure, have this all down very succinctly, would you, because of the resolution, we do need a roll call vote, please.
Director McIntyre?
No.
Director McIntyre?
Yes.
Director McIntyre?
Yes.
Director Hostelt?
Yes.
Director Celia?
No.
Director Draper?
Yes.
Director Cockrell?
Yes.
President Burke?
Yes.
That's 5-10-2.
I'd like the minutes to reflect on the reason for voting no is because I question the legality of the actions.
So noted.
Vince, can you get Lane and...
Just a moment. Did you have a question, Gene? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I got it.
Okay, 5-2. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Leonard, you can't write a note for board member.
Oh.